In certain circumstances, one can be Yosef has stolen the sukkah. Okay, so, Tokas Chavei Vayisim is because of Yosef and Yosef Shein Kagin Exels. A person kicked somebody out of his sukkah, and then the second person used the sukkah. Since he's stealing the karka, which still belongs to the original owner, so this is equivalent to a borrowed one that doesn't belong to him. Not a proper thing to do, but if he did it, he would be Yosef. Should not use somebody else's sukkah without his consent. Surely, if he wants to steal it, you should not do that. Unless he knows for sure the person is out of town and he won't be using it now, in which case the person will be more than happy that somebody else uses the sukkah for the mitzvah. But it's a concern that the person may come in the middle of the meal, should get permission first. And the Mishnah says it's enough to get permission from his wife. Also, one should not use the public areas for a sukkah because you're taking away from the rabbin. The Shibrua asked that there seems to be a minhag that people did make the sukkahs and choose a rabbin. And the problem is that if it's a place they're all Jewish, maybe they're moichel, the footstars they were going there also. The nice thing about Rabbi Avraham said, you're not allowed to make it and choose a rabbin. You should definitely not make a bracha. Of course, it could be a bracha levatol. The Brew brings out your rabbi that says that if you can make a bracha, therefore, if you don't have another option, he seems to keep permitting this. Maybe the Eben Yotze, the Maisa says that the Eben one is Yotze, if we use these sukkahs that are in public areas. The Jew should not pick the Sfach himself from a forest that belongs to a goy, even if he gets permission from the goy, because it's not always clear that it really belongs to the goy. Ela yichnu oisam yavi kechovim, let the goy chop them down and give it to you. Chol gezel, ein oisam in a sukkah lachachil. Chachil wants you not make a sukkah from gezel. The Maisa, if there was an element of gezel in the sukkah, you should not make a brach on it, because the brach is more stringent. That if even though it's only a shash of gezel, and we have a tear to use the sukkah, but to make a brach, one should not make a brach. If there's any suffix about this, one should ask a shayra. Continues the mechab, because the leitzim also made a sukkah, he stole one made a sukkah out of them, apish l'chivim v'lashinu them fulum yotza. He's in a bigger kiddush. If he stole wood, then the chayla should be posted with the rice because it's stolen the sach. Before he said kaka in an exelis, but he has not the kaka, he has the sach, which is something that's movable. But the mice is the takonas ha-shovim that he made him want to make it easy on the ganovim. So there's a takona that he doesn't have to return the wood itself, he's not to return the money. In such a case, he says, since this is because of hefker, based on hefker, and as long as he pays for it eventually, he can sit in the sukkah, and the Shabbat brings, then he can even make a brach on it. It's a right thing tomorrow. So as we said, this is Takanas Vachom, She'en Leval, Ha'etzim, Elk, Ne'etzim, Leval. So the one who owns the wood is the only to get back the value of the wood. Avon Gozal Sukkah Asuyah, V'loisha Sfina, V'loisha Gol, V'yoshu, V'lo Yosef. If he stole the sukkah, which is on top of a boat, or on top of a wagon, it's not Yosef, because that's something that can be stolen, and that's considered a sukkah too. Which brings a discussion whether it's only possible for the one stolen or for everybody. So Ramos says, who didn't move in bonus the cost of the Kaka, Shimon, the Shimon talk of his Ruven, because it's the cost of the Kaka Shaloi. If Ruven filled a sukkah on the Kaka of Shimon, and Shimon kicked Ruven out of the sukkah, so basically the Kaka belongs to Shimon, and the sukkah belongs to Ruven. And one who owns the Kaka threw out the one who built it from the sukkah that he built. Because over here, he's stealing not the ground, he's stealing the sukkah. Since he didn't spend any money for it, there's not a takonas hashovim.